This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. President Biden is sending love to former President Jimmy Carter and his wife. In a Sunday tweet, Biden said he and First Lady Jill Biden admire you for the strength and humility you have shown in difficult times. Carter, the nation's oldest living president, is receiving hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. He's foregoing medical treatment after a series of recent hospital stays. Officials say North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles off its east coast. It's estimated both were fired early Monday morning, local time, and fell into the Sea of Japan. This comes after joint air training was conducted by the U.S. and South Korea on Sunday. Late last week, North Korea warned of unprecedented strong responses to any military exercises. The government is finding more things in the sky because it's looking for more things in the sky. One person is dead and 10 others are injured after two shootings in Memphis, Tennessee earlier this morning. Police believe the incidents are connected. No one has been arrested. The first shooting happened at a venue in the city's Whitehaven neighborhood where officers found two victims. Five other victims arrived at local hospitals on their own. A little over a mile away from the first scene, four additional victims were shot. One died and the other three are in critical condition. The Memphis Police Department has shared photos on their Twitter account of three persons of interest. Meta is announcing its plans to test a month subscription service. So-called Meta Verify will let users verify their accounts using a government ID to get a blue badge. Its aim is to help small creators grow and build online communities. The bundle for Facebook and Instagram will retail for $11.99 on the web and $14.99 on iOS and Android. The service will be rolled out in Australia and New Zealand this week, with other countries to follow. It comes as other social media platforms like Snapchat, Twitter, and Telegram have launched their own subscription services to open up new sources of revenue. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
USA News Update. President Biden is sending love to former President Jimmy Carter and his wife. In a Sunday tweet, Biden said he and First Lady Jill Biden admire you for the strength and humility you have shown in difficult times. Carter, the nation's oldest living president, is receiving hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. He's foregoing medical treatment after a series of recent hospital stays. The 98-year-old has decided to spend his remaining time surrounded by family. The Boston Celtics' Jason Tatum is the MVP of this year's NBA All-Star Game. He set a new All-Star Game record by scoring 55 points to lead Team Giannis to its first ever win over Team LeBron. A U.S. senator from Ohio says residents should be skeptical about contamination after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine.
Both the state and the federal EPA administrators said that but when you return to your home, we think the water is safe, but when you return to your home, you should be tested again for your water and your soil and your air, not to mention those that have their own well.
Sherrod Brown added Congress is partly to blame for failing to regulate rail systems, but the real problem is too much corporate influence.
They don't invest in safety rules and safety regulations, and this kind of thing happens. That's why people in East Palestine are so upset. They know that corporate lobbyists have had far too much influence in our government.
I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.